Beats in Space here on WNYU 89.1 FM New York, here with your host Tim Sweeney. Tonight, very special guest, the ambassador of Boogie Funk, Dame Funk, here in the studio.
Hey, what's up, Tim? What's up, everybody listening? Much love.
Thanks for coming down. You're here in New York. You just played last night at Cielo, is that right?
Yeah, it was nice. It was
fun. That was a good time with Francois K.
Exactly, the legend, man.
Legend.
I grew up listening to all of his mixes and the stuff he did for a Kraftwerk Tour de France and D-Train's I'm the One for You and just so many. He mixed one of my favorite joints from Starshine called it's a great song. Prelude Records. It's a joint that I really like that I play in my sets, and I just like to, you know, share some of the titles, but it's called All I Need Is You. And just being around Francois K was an honor.
And what were you guys doing last night? Were you going, like, playing together, or how did it work?
Yeah, that's the way that some of the older cats do. They, you know, you go back and forth and, you know, just kind of play together. But he did let me have my own set. So I just went into a lot of different boogie and stuff and some modern funk as well. Then did a couple of original joints in his club setting, and it worked out real well.
Yeah, sound system's nice there. So.
Oh, it's incredible. Yeah, man. Yeah.
And then tonight you are playing over at Highline Ballroom, is that right?
Yes, yes.
And that's with the band.
Yes, that's with the threesome called Master Blaster, and really looking forward to it. We got some great cats on the bill with us as well.
Yeah, that's going to be a fun time. And then after this, then what happens? You're going on a whole U.S. tour or what?
Yeah, well, actually, this is like pretty much close to the late 20s in our 25 shows. We started September 28th or somewhere around there. Been on the road ever since and making one of my favorite stops in New York City. And it's at the Highline Ballroom. And we're going to be continuing on after this to Philadelphia, Baltimore, and we're going to do D.C. as well.
Nice. And then, what's happening with you with release-wise, what's going on? I know you're playing some unreleased stuff for us right now.
Yes, I thought I'd give the New York City audience and listeners of your show, Tim, some different things that have never been heard before. But as for right now, that's available on the market is a project I did with Scion AV, and it's a good company. They're doing some good things, and I was able to cut a EP, four songs, and one of the joints that you just heard to start off the set was called Don't You Know I'm on a Roll, and that was an outtake from that release, but it's called In a Focus Days.
Okay.
Two vocals and two instrumentals for everybody.
So that came out already?
Yes, it came out at the beginning of October. There's a video out for it, for a song called Forever. It's available on YouTube and all those places. I think they're even giving it some spins on Much Music in Canada, so trying to, you know, take it higher, man.
Nice.
You know.
And what's happening? You were doing a regular party in L.A., right?
Yes.
And what's going on with that now that you're touring?
Well, that's called, that's called Funkmosphere, and we do it every Monday nights.
Okay.
And, or every Monday night, and it's an all-wax affair. It focuses on music from, like, the early 80s on up, but mostly, like, very, very, very late 70s to early to mid-80s funk and boogie. And we have DJs like Billy Goods, DJ Randy Watson, a.k.a. Ron LaRage, and Matt Respect, and they all help me out, especially when I'm not there. You know, which I'm on tour right now, so the residents hold it down when I'm gone. But it's free, it's got a great crowd, and you know, it's always a good packed crowd on a Monday night, you know, in a West Side LA experience.
Nice. So, Dame Funk, what do you have in store for us tonight on the show? What are you thinking?
On the radio show?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Tonight I'm going to share some things I've been listening to lately via Wax, some things I've been discovering on my travels, and also just let you guys hear some unreleased stuff if you guys don't mind. So.
And do you want to talk now, or do you want to talk a little bit later about your, you know, the new versus old with Boogie?
I think it's a good time to speak about it now. It's like, you know, I like to remind listeners and music connoisseurs out there that, you know, first of all, the name, the ambassador of Boogie Funk, I didn't name myself that. Sometimes I hear people say the self-proclaimed, you know, and that's not me. I would never have named myself anything like that. I look at this experience in music as a humbling experience, and all I'm trying to do is just share music from a truthful corner of the room, if you will. You know what I mean? Just by the way I grew up, the things I experienced and the other musicians that I've dealt with that are older than me, I just like to keep their legacy alive. And that's why I trudge into a lot of older material, because it was a lot of stuff that was missed, Tim. And, you know, if it only people knew to, like, you know, what it was. Because I never forget, I used to go to record stores back in the day when I was a kid. And, you know, I used to look for, like, stuff like Clear from Cybotron, and some of the guys at the record stores, they didn't have it. You know, it's just like they missed it or didn't order it. So if they only knew what to order, they'll get it and support those artists. So that's why I'm such a champion, if you will, of, like, you know, this kind of funk sound. Not the older funk, but more of, like, the funk that came out from, like, maybe, like, 78 until, like, 87. You know, there's plenty of other champions of the older style funk who were into funk 45s and that kind of thing, who jacked up the prices to thousands of dollars. But, you know, there wasn't anybody really, like, with courage to, like, represent this sound. It was always looked at as, like, some kind of, like, goofball, like, bouncy bass line, synthesizer, weirdy type music. And it's not that at all. It has its own respect that's deserved. So that's what I've been doing with Boogie and Funk for the last few years in the scene. Just my injection of what we get down with. And a lot of people that listen to this music in their cars or in their bedroom in L.A. and worldwide, you know, it's just I wanted to give that that respect, and that's basically what I'm doing, as humble as I can.
Well, thank you, and yeah, thanks for explaining that.
No problem, Tim.
And then let's play something, and then, you know, we can talk a little bit more in a bit.
Cool, sounds good. Let's get into some different stuff I've been making, y'all. It's like for all the heads, because I know it's a heads thing, because if you tuning in and listening to this interview, I'm sure there's a lot of cats that, like, you know, really know about what I'm doing. So I'm not gonna bang, you know, tracks that you've already heard. I'm just gonna give Tim and your audience something very unique and special. So this next one is something I made while riding on this tour. I just named it Champagne Thighs. Don't ask me why.
Dame Funk here on Beats in Space, WNYU 89.1 FM, New York.
Take from Adolescent Funk. The song right now you listen to is recorded in 1989. Check it out, y'all. Dane Funk, recorded in Pasadena, California. Can You Relate to Me? Outtake from Adolescent Funk on Stone Throw Records. One love, y'all. Thank you. sure a lot of us have had to ask that question to people that we know, and it's basically what that song is about. But I like to visually take you through, you know, beautiful scenes and scenery, and that's what that song is. It's just taking you different places. You can imagine any place you want to be, just doing your thing in life, being you. And that's what that track is about. Like I said, recorded in 1989, a cassette tape deck, bouncing them back and forth, and using the Lindrum, the Juno 60, and ditching school to make the track. So that's what that was about, man. So check this out. Now that we did the past, we're going to move into the future. I want to share something with y'all. Maybe you can call in and let Tim know. I'm thinking about putting this next track on the new album, due in April in 2012, returning to Stone Soul Records. It's a little something different that you guys haven't heard from me, so tell me what you think. This track is called Floating on Air. Yeah, that was called Floating on Air. Something I'm thinking about including on the next release. Who knows? It might be a B-side or maybe never make an album at all. But love to hear your opinions about it if you, you know, contact Tim and, you know, let him know what's happening. And I'll get the information from him, you know. Yeah, different sound. You know. We'll see what happens. The next joint I'm going to share with you is definitely on more of the exclusive tip as well. I've been working with a friend of mine named Ramona Gonzalez. Her name is Night Jewel, alias. She works with Cole, a lot of different cats, and she's part of the LA scene that I'm in right now. And, you know, she's very talented. But in the meantime, you know, we've been doing a lot of work together. We have a moniker called Night Funk together. But I thought for all the heads that's hip to that, you know, I'll let you hear my rendition of a joint that she came out with a few years back, which I discovered her. It's a song called What Did He Say? And this is my version of it, but on the instrumental tip. So I'll let you check that out right now, y'all. Much love. Melodic funk, modern funk that is, from Night Jewel. And this is my remix of a track called What Did He Say from her debut album. Night Jew. Never heard before, just on the Tim Sweeney Show, y'all. B.I.S. Beats in Space. WNYU 89.1 FM. Check it out. If you need to call and discuss some of this fun stuff we've been doing with a K at the end, you can just hit the BIS hotline at 646-481-8189. All right? So check this out. Another thing I want to share with the listening public out there right now is some things that I've been doing with a cat named Steve Arrington. Now, Steve Arrington is a very respected artist in the funk community. He's the former drummer and lead singer of a group called Slave, who originated from Dayton, Ohio. And he also went on to do his own solo material with Steve Arrington's Hall of Fame, and also his own solo named Steve Arrington on the Atlantic label and a few other things out there. But he went away for a few years, you know what I mean? And did a lot of things spiritually, and now he's back on the scene doing modern funk. And we hooked up, and here's something that we did together. It's going to be on his forthcoming album on Stone's Throw, entitled Love, Beats, and Funky. Actually, let me get that real tight for you. It's actually called Love, Peace, and Funky Beats, because that's what Steve Arrington is all about. That's what I'm trying to do, y'all. Get that positivity in the music as well. You know what I'm saying? I know we go through peaks and valleys and darkness and the light, but it's not a problem at all, in my opinion, to still look at the light and give some positivity out there. So here we are with something from Steve Arrington. Just check it out. Produced by your man, not your boy, your man, Dang Funk, y'all. L.A., one love, Steve Arrington. Come on.
Here I come on, yeah, a different way. And I've decided what I need to say. And all that negative I keep away. Sounding the winds around me, urging me to go on. Got to let the music take me, cause when the music's right, it's so much fun. Hype snacks out the window, ego flips out the door, courage is my crescendo. As I go against the grain once more. Define me, never let a hit record own me. I just let my heart guide me. Get this music out inside me.
People say, Steve, I mean, you've changed so much, done so many different things. I say, yeah. I think like a jazz musician.
Salsa.
the honeymoon is over, and I'm sure you've all been there with that feeling. This song is 50-50 exclusive, if you will. It's available on Bandcamp. It's the Funklosphere Recordings Bandcamp that I put out there. A lot of people don't know it exists, but there's a lot of little goodies out there. You can check it out on that particular site. In the meantime, what we're going to do right now, since I've shared a lot of original material, I'm going to go check out a few things I've been picking up on the road and on tour, different record stores I've been digging at. Me and the homies, Computer J and J1, we like to go digging when we're not doing shows. So this is some of the stuff that I'm about to let you hear. This next one's from a cat named... Well, I'll let you check it out. Love Space. I'll tell you the artist in a minute. Enjoy.
Looking for love space.
Every night,
love space. Looking for love space.
Yeah, some of the Canadian stuff I got when I was traveling around this fall tour. Excuse the too much traveling mix between those two tracks, but you know, we're only human. Anyway, that first track was from a cat named Adrian Gervitz. It's called Love Space, 1979, on Jet Records. The current track right now that you're vibing to right now is a joint called Are You Ready? From a group called Nightlife Unlimited out of Canada. All this stuff right now is some stuff that I've gotten out of Canada right now. You know what I'm saying? The Canadian cats have been real good with their boogie and their funk around the early 80s, like between 80 and 83. So this is one of those joints. Nightlife Unlimited. Are You Ready? Also, we got another one coming up, y'all, out of Canada. Stay tuned. I'm going to switch up the tempo. A rare one from the Erotic Drum Band.
Thank you. while since you've seen me, but I really got my thing together now. I'm going over to Saks right now to get this bad ring and this hellfire fur. In fact, I'm late for an appointment right now. What time is it?
You wanna know what time it is? It's time for you to be yourself. I am me, you are you. That's the way it's supposed to be.
Tavasco and the Millionaires would Be Yourself on the Mid-South label. Cop that when the New Orleans on tour this year. Yeah, just sharing some of the wax with y'all, you know what I mean? And the BIS, Beats in Space, radio show with my homie Tim Sweeney. Let me take over and, you know, interact with y'all, you know what I mean? And I wanted to clear up one of the other joints that you heard earlier in the set was by Nightlife Unlimited. And the actual title was... Ready For You. So I just wanted to make sure you knew what was up on that, all right? So what about now? We're going to roll into another one I found in New Orleans. It's a 45 from a very well-known group. It's by a group called The Emotions, but I love the lead singer's voice, Sheila Hutchison, and she kills it on this one. Check it out. Up a ride to in LA. Come on.
Hey you, whatever's on my mind, don't you wait. When I think of you, you know the things you do to me. I'm pretty strong. That's why it lasts so long. Won't you tell me?
That was the Emotions that you heard with Year One, 1984, on the Red Label. 45 at Compton, New Orleans, y'all. It's on tour. Right now, you're listening to an unreleased track by your homie Dame Funk. It's called So Shy. Call up that hotline, y'all. Let me know if y'all need this to be released one day, so you won't have to hear anybody talking on top of it like I'm doing now. But at least it's a voice that you can actually relax to. Just kidding, y'all. The BIS hotline is 646-481-8189. Beats in Space, WNYU 89.1 FM with my man, Tim Sweeney, y'all. Check it out. So Shy, Dame Funk, unreleased. Let's glide.
Why I tried so hard, and now you just disappear.
now you're listening to a very big influence on my sound, Larry Heard, aka Mr. Fingers. What About This Love? Before that was a joint that was along this kind of line. It was called So Shy. It's by myself, Dane Funk, and it's just been great sharing some of this type of music, because by me sharing these type of grooves, I want people to know that it's not all about just boogie and funk. It's about all styles of music. I like all styles. House, you know, funk, you know, post-disco. I even like disco, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I like a lot of different styles. Todd Rundgren, Prefab Sprout, you know, pop, you know, all of that is in my head when I make music. And I'm just a music connoisseur, just like Tim is, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we both, I think, agree that, you know, it's all about a lot of different styles, but I just had to represent this funk because nobody was really representing it at the time, at this particular era, the way I'm trying to put it down in a humble manner. And so we're going to keep the boogie coming, we're going to keep the modern funk coming, and much love to all the modern funk musicians picking up their instruments and plugging in those synthesizers and keep on going, y'all. You know, it's not over. We're going to keep on rolling. Much love to Junie Morrison, Steve Arrington, all the cats I've been meeting, Jody Watley, you know, all these people who are heavies in the game that, you know, have nodded and let me know that I'm doing the right thing. Mr. Leon Silvers III, all these guys are a big part of my life, and I appreciate all the new school listening to my music as well. See, I'm Generation X. I'm like right in between the old school and the new school, so I'm kind of a lost generation, and I appreciate everybody being able to connect with this lost generation from Pasadena, California, Los Angeles, West Coast, doing it worldwide, y'all. Dame Funk, Stone Soul Records, Tim Sweeney, the homie.
What about this love? Girl, please don't turn your back on me. What about our promise to each other? When times got rough, we would not flee. It seems it was all in vain. Cause now all I have is pain. Thinking why I tried so hard. And now you just disregard what we ever had.
Tim Funk, thank you so much for coming on Beats in Space. Really an honor. Really appreciate it. Really an education here. And yeah, big, big thank you to Dame Funk here on Beats in Space. We're going to keep going. We'll go to 1 a.m. Don't forget to check him out, Highline Ballroom, tonight. And he's going to say the album's dropping in April, thereabouts, next year, right?
Yep, in 2012. Right. And I'll see you again in Spain next time we meet up again.
All right. Dame Funk here on Beats in Space, WNYU 89.1 FM, New York.